bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Oh, the things we do to doctor your data. We're talking about preparing your data for disaster. Because during the week, one of the things we do is data recovery for people all over the country. Ken was talking a lot about a little earlier. One of the folks that he met there in Albuquerque, who that's one of the evacuation stations, and they had data they sent in. The guy had taken some pictures with his digital camera as the floodwaters were rising there in New Orleans, and his camera got wet and wouldn't take any more pictures and stuck the little digital media in a card reader, and of course it wouldn't read the card and sent that stuff down to our data recovery labs from our New Mexico stores. And
we got it.
We got the data, of course, and we got some cool pictures of the floodwaters rising, of some of the rescuers coming in and boating people away.
There's some videos in there, too. It's awesome.
Yeah, and our store out in Houston, Texas, has been seeing a lot of action, as you might imagine, being as close to the hurricane area as it is. And we're trying to put together some things where we can work in conjunction with FEMA or whoever the appropriate agencies and things are, where for people who have been affected by this disaster, we're going to take care of data recovery services at very little to no cost, just basically taking care of our expenses, and we'll take care of the rest. So we're going to try to do some things to help those folks who maybe didn't prepare for data disaster or did but didn't expect a disaster of this kind of level. But some things you can do to keep yourself from having to be in a disaster with your data should that kind of disaster occur is check out some of the links we've got posted at our website, datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section and scroll away.
Preventative maintenance is the good word.
Well, that's actually two words, right?
Okay, it's the good words.
Yes.
Right.
Go.
We promised we'd get to Peter, who has a Sony laptop or a Sony computer of some sort and has trouble removing programs. Peter, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, real good, sir. What can we help you with?
Well, here's my problem. In kind of a roundabout way, it has to do with adding and removing programs, but I have a Sony laptop that's running XP Home. And on that, I've put the Microsoft Streets and Trips, which seems to be a pretty good mapping program. Now, that program is supposed to have a little thing that downloads to the Pocket PC.
Okay.
And it worked fine until I had to replace my Pocket PC. And now it won't download the Pocket PC version to the Pocket PC from the laptop. And what I was thinking is maybe if I remove the program and then reload it again, it might augment the download. And at the same time, I'm wondering when I remove the program if I should look through maybe the C drive and see if there are other files in there that have a relationship to the Streets and Trips program. And if I remove those, am I going to remove some shared things that might not be so good to remove?
I think there's like six questions and two comments all rolled into that.
The answer to all of them are yes.
Maybe nine questions.
Something like that. Here's kind of what I'm thinking. When you have a Palm device or a Pocket PC, they come with software and a little cable so you can synchronize with your computer. And these things are made these days smart enough that you could have more than one device sync with more than one computer and any combination thereof. So your device has like a device identifier, or as far as your computer is concerned, it knows it as a certain thing. And I'm guessing that this Microsoft Streets and Trips, which has the ability to then take some of its information and throw it into your Pocket PC, it's still somehow identified with the old Pocket PC and not the new, which is known as a different device name. So,
okay.
I think what's going to need to happen is somewhere in the Streets and Trips program, there's a setup section or a configuration section where you can edit the properties of what device it's associated with. And you might have to do a little digging around in there to find that. I'm afraid that if you uninstall that program and reinstall it, it's not going to do anything for you because it's not going to get rid of that association.
Okay.
It's something you can certainly try because it's not that difficult of a thing to do, and certainly no downside to trying it. But I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't solve the problem for you.
Okay.
So tell you what, I'm gonna drop you back on hold real quick here, Peter, because we're running up on a break, and I want to help you out a little more, and we can do that right off the air, because those break things, they're just not gonna make that work with Peter there. We're gonna help Peter out offline. We got some more callers. We got Chris up next when we come back from the break. It's the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR. We'll be back right after the news.